Tarek Sims, who we're going to chat with in a few moments' time. He's been mic'd up at the Dragons training, and this was on their website.
Or anything you don't want the paper to hear? Okay. Oh, I'm not going to tell you, man. I'm not mic'd up, I promise.
It's probably one of the best matches I've seen you do.
Thanks, bro. Help me help you.
Impressive. Just want to stab the ground.
Where is my man?
I'm right here. Present. I can't fold you, Jack, to be honest. I mean, your forward lean was 10. Leg drive, 10. Inspiration, 10. Oh, wow. That's just how powerful.
You get that?
How's the tour to Wynn Stadium going? And that's a win for the good guys.
And that's what it should be too as well. Getting mic'd up there, Tarek Sims. And you realise you need a character at training, I think there. And you know, I think from an outside's perspective, you think training maybe get a little bit boring, but there's a bit of fun there at the same time, which is absolutely brilliant. Tarek Sims joins us this morning. Tarek, good morning to you. And I've got to ask you, you knew the mic was on there, didn't you? There was a bit of playing after the cameras and microphone.
Yeah, morning, guys. Yeah, listen, it sounds a bit. It sounded a bit creepy without watching the heavy breathing, the grunt and groaning, and the bit of carry on. But no, you're right. You know, you got to change up training. Sometimes, you know, pre-season can really drag on. So you know, you sort of, you know, you can pick your moments where you can sort of muck around. Obviously, when the coach is on the field, it's that's a no-go zone. But you know, when you just practicing the speed and in between the reps, you can always sort of, you know, sort of take the mick out of the boys. But you know, I've always been one to sort of make fun at training, and you know, I love what I do. We're very lucky to do what we do, so you know, I like to throw a bit of chat while I'm out there.
It's a really good attitude, Tarek, and we should point out while you are very, very close teammates, you're not that close with Jack DeBellin.
Yeah, and like I said, it is a bit strange without the visual, but me and Bomber are very, very close mates. But he's definitely a character in the team.
Mate, we've heard you've gone through, as you said, pre-season training. You've gone through a bit of boot camp and that kind of stuff. How's preparation been for you guys? I don't know whether you'd say they're a rebuilding phase, but certainly back end of last season sort of just fell apart for St. George Illawarra.
Oh, look, mate, it's been great. You know, no pre-season's easy, but, you know, lucky enough to do one. So to be involved in a group of boys that we've got here at the Dragons, is there's definitely something special building. We've got, obviously, two big-name recruits coming in, James Graham and Benny Hunt, and I think that they've really complemented our team and our style of play. And, you know, definitely Benny Hunt, the way that he's, you know, he's partnering Gaz there in the halves, it's definitely going to add something to our attack. And obviously, big jammer, Jimmy Graham up front, he's, you know, adds that element of toughness and you know, he competes on absolutely everything. So I'm really excited to, you know, rip into the English boys this weekend and, you know, sort of gauge where we're at and nitpick a few things before we head into round one.
Which is terrific. Obviously, to have a player like Ben Hunt, it seems like he's been coming to the Dragons for about 10 years, Tarek, but he's there now. What sort of impact and what sort of skills, we know the skills he brings, but what have you seen on the training paddock so far that makes you excited about it?
Yeah, well, like you said, he's complimented Gaz a lot. He also adds that extra, you know, option in the half with his kicking game, but it's no secret that Hunty's strongest part of his game is his running game. So the way that he takes on the line, and obviously he's got big frizz on that side as well, and they're two big bodies going at the line. So I'm really excited. Look, he's itching to get out in the Red V this weekend and, you know, put on a good show. But, you know, just the way that he plays with Gareth, you know, they swing from either side of the field. If Gaz sees something down the right side, he'll go on to Benny's side, and then Benny will swap over to my left side. So, mate, it's been great. And like I said, I'm really excited to get out there this weekend and test ourselves against a strong hole side.
It's a bit like that, isn't it? You just need to get out there and play a game. I mean, there's only so much, you know, bashing you can do with your own players. You need to be able to get out on the weekend. In saying that, Tarek, you mentioned about James Graham. English captain, he must be a special player to follow out on the field.
Yeah, look, I from what I've seen out in the trading paddock, obviously we haven't, run to break the line. Like you said before, there's only so much you can do when you're running into your teammates. Obviously, you know, the rules of training where the coaches don't want you to go full bore and obviously injure your other teammates. But, I know Jammer, as much as myself and obviously other players, we're very excited to run the ball without having to worry about hurting our teammates. And same with tackling. I can't wait to tackle someone without having to worry about, injuring them. So to go out there with Big James Graham, he obviously leads by example. He's been around a very long time in the Super League and the NRL. So, to nitpick his brain and sort of, find out his quirkiness on the field, he's a pretty special player. I can't wait to go out and make a few tackles with the big boys. And I heard he gets pretty easily wound up on the field.
He'd be like a soft serve Mr. Whippy, wouldn't he, in this heat? He'd just be melting, wouldn't he, at the moment, Tarek?
Mate, there's a reason why he's probably one of the best wrestlers, and it's not because of his wrestling abilities. It's just the amount of sunscreen that he applies to his pasty white skin.
Absolutely. Hey, Tarek, coming out of the World Cup, and we saw the success, Gareth would have had in that fullback position. I know he's going to be playing. I think he wants to play in the halves. So I'll ask you, does he really want to stay in the halves? Because, geez, he made a good fist as a fullback.
Didn't he? Yeah, look, that's a part of Gareth's game that we haven't really exposed too much. And obviously the super coaches picked it up and, it came down to Gareth as well. He obviously wanted to test himself at the back. I know he's not a big fan of the running side of the fullback position, but, you see how the same thing. He's a very competitive player. He knows how to read a game and he's passing and how fast he can sum up a situation makes him a very dangerous player. And, if he, for some reason, is out the back and he's playing off halves that are going forward, making the right decisions, Gaz will come up trumps pretty much every time. So, look, it's a long season. Things can happen. Players can shift around and, you never know. That might be, an X factor midway through the year, maybe just after Origin, something.
What about last year? You guys are flying, and it just sort of fell apart at the end there. What's Mary spoken about, as in Mr. McGregor? What's he spoken about with you guys and the team in setting your goals this season?
Well, look, obviously we got off to a great start last year, and then just after the Origin period, we started fading away. That can happen to some teams sometimes. Obviously, the wear and tear on a team, focus of a team, the conditioning of your side's health is also important. But, that was on us last year. We, we definitely dropped away. When we played teams that we probably should have won, we definitely took them lightly. And, this year we're really focused on competing for a full 80 minutes and not letting games get away from us because, you obviously saw at the back end of last year we missed the finals after having a great start of the season and then, the Cowboys ended up scraping into the eight and they got to the grand final. So our focus this year is to really put, put our best side on the paddock every week and compete for the full 80. And when it comes to those games, against maybe a lesser side, you could say, we need to really put those sides to bed and, accumulate as many points as we can to get as high up on the ladder as we can when we finish the year.
Yeah, you've got the rough end of the pineapple, mate. You've got the 5:30 game. It's going to be the doubleheader there at ANZ Stadium. We look forward to it. Your side, the St George Illawarra Dragons, taking on Hull. Then you've got the Rabbitohs up against Wigan. Will you stay and watch the second game?
Yeah, look, we got some friends in the Rabbitohs side, the Dangay guys, their family's really close to my family. So I'm tipping the wives would love to hang back and have a few wines together, but I'll definitely be watching Gags.
Yeah, good stuff.
And obviously the return of Greg Inglis.
Yeah,
absolutely. We thank you so much, Tarek. Thanks for that insight and keep up the good work at training and let everybody know you got the mic on.
Thanks, guys. Enjoy your day.